Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
It is, and 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online if you'd like to share your real ghost stories with us. I'm looking out my door because my dog just came in here, opened up the door, and walked right into the studio.
Which dog is it?
Well, I got two of them right down here by me right now. I got Buddy, which he's pretty big to pick up. And then I got Belle, and then the other two are out there. And they're playing poker, it looks like. I can't play right now, guys. I'm terribly sorry.
They want to win all the money back that they lost to you last night.
They do. They all are wanting to do that. Well, why don't you guys go back out?
Cute.
Play your game and win the money back, all right?
Carol, for you, when we went to a Tony's house for the wedding, wasn't one of the most exciting parts when all the dogs were running around?
I know.
Right? I just really enjoyed that.
It was kind of an accident because I said to Harper, I'm like, can we go see dogs? And so we go back to see the dogs and they all got out and they all just came running out to see everybody. They were so excited. It was like, this is awesome. And they're all really good dogs.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? They're just sweet. They're very different from each other, but they're just really good dogs.
I think he just threw them all out in the hallway.
He said, get back to playing poker. Talking shit on him. He couldn't hear anything we're saying.
I can't hear anything you've said. So now I can. Yeah. My ear is back in.
Did you have to throw them all out of the room? Is that what happened?
I had to throw them off a cliff. They were all getting in the way. They were just in the way. No, they all, they're, yeah. I got two in the movie room, the other one's in the arcade, and Belle's right behind me.
And the other one is in the solarium.
In the solarium, sipping on some cognac and reading the Wall Street Journal.
Hear somebody say they're in the theater or they're in the arcade in your house. I'm like, they're either in this bathroom or they're in the toilet in the basement that just sits in the middle of the room. In this part of the state, Carol, it's not uncommon to have basements where there's just a toilet sitting in a corner. Nothing around it, just an extra toilet in the basement.
They're not enclosed?
No. So people back in the day had their bathroom. But then, you know, in case those times when somebody's using the bathroom and you had to take a crap, you could run down to the basement to that one toilet that just sits there.
I mean, the thought process is someday they'd finish off the basement and then you'd have a bathroom there.
Yeah.
But and in a lot of other places, you would, you know, you'd plumb it in, but you wouldn't put the toilet in. You just like, there's the fitting. Should this ever be finished out? There you go. But you're exactly right. Up there, for some reason, they take it a step further and put the actual toilet randomly in the basement just in case.
I actually have one of those toilets that's kind of off in a corner by itself.
Yeah.
And I also have a shower in the basement that was just kind of hodgepodged in too. So from this location where I'm at, I'm just steps away from a beer and taking a leak and showering if I need
really
to.
That's really what you need.
It's everything you need. I mean,
who needs more than that? Yeah.
Do you remember the bathroom in the back of the radio station, like under the stairwell? And it felt like the floor might give way at any time.
Yeah. And just realize when we first started at that station, that was the only bathroom we had. And it was steps away from everybody's desk because we had like this pool of desks out in that area.
Yeah.
And so you could be working on something, Carol. I could be doing music logs and I could hear the news guy back there, you know, blowing out what he had for lunch, you know? Yeah. And so it was like, oh God.
And it was a tinier toilet too.
Yeah,
so it was
small.
Like, it was uncomfortable and it was basically under a stairwell, you know? So it was very kind of like airline bathroomy. And And then there was the stairwell into the basement right next to it.
I think like Todd's situation, I don't think I've ever just gone to the bathroom in a big open room. Like just The basement.
Carol, it's very freeing. It's very freeing.
It's like, I'm thinking about that, and I'm like, I've gone to the bathroom a lot of places. I just don't remember, like, somebody comes down the stairs into the basement and they can see me on the toilet because that's the only thing there. That's
well, I've had to scream out, I'm using the bathroom, you know, if I hear somebody coming down the stairs.
This is an idea for a video right here.
Uh-oh.
Open concept bathrooms.
Just
on the next HGTV.
You throw up some shiplap around it on the walls, and it looks nice.
I just love all this shiplap. Chip, what do you think? And he's like, you know, it's...
Joanna Gaines can't get enough of that.
There we go.
She That's likes gonna her be a shiplap. Creation.
That's still a thing? Is shiplap still a thing? Is Joanna Gaines still a thing? Is that...
I don't know.
I think so.
Is the home improvement thing a thing anymore, or is it just really...
I don't know.
I mean, I did a lot of it for a while, and I don't know the last time I watched HGTV.
Me either, and I used to really be into that stuff.
No, I watch it all the time. I watch it frequently.
I don't know. I feel like I've had my season with it, and I don't know. I got burned out doing so many projects, but I don't know. It was fun that put up a lot of shiplap in my life more than I care to. More than I care to remember. It's
Tony
almost
Brewski,
traumatizing.
The shiplap king.
It's almost traumatizing in some ways.
It wasn't the shiplap that was traumatizing. It was the relationship flap.
It was a relationship that made me feel like if I didn't put this shiplap up, I might die.
The relationship lap.
Yeah. That's the title of the book.
Yes.
Relationship lap.
Because let's be real.
Let's shiplap show. That's true. We have a phone call here, but coming up after it, there's a new product that Apple is debuting, and it's a new television, the Apple Beyond. It allows you to view programming that is not of this dimension.
Ooh.
It's quite a stunning innovation. People say this might be bigger than the iPhone. We'll watch what that's all about after we go to our first call at 855-853-4802. Hi.
Well, hold on just a minute. There
Damn
we go.
It, Carol.
There we go.
This is Claire from Nashville, Tennessee, in a story. So I have a story about a haunted TV for you. So I was living in Nashville and getting my graduate degree, and I was living with three other girls who were also in grad school at Vanderbilt. One of my roommates came home one day with a TV that she had found on the side of the road. It was this great big TV, and none of us had enough money to buy a TV. So we were all sorts of into it. So it was this, you know, this was before like flat screens and stuff. Well, it wasn't before flat screens, but it was before for graduate students. So we put this TV in our house and we noticed there's this hole in the side of it. It's like a half inch hole, maybe a little bit bigger. Kind of at an angle going through the plastic in the side of this TV, because it's one of those like box televisions that, you know, it's not flat, it goes back a little way. It was a tube TV. So, you know, you're like, all right, it has a hole in it, whatever, but it works. We plug it in. We notice that quickly that it'll occasionally change channels on us. And then you would have to like fight it with the remote to get it back to the channel you want it to. But we were like, whatever. Is this a great big TV? It's great. About 4 or 5 days after we got it, it turned on in the middle of the night. Oh, I should say my bedroom was directly abutting the wall the TV was on. Our apartment was the second floor of a house. It was kind of in a U shape. And it was my bedroom on the front and then the like living room, kitchen area. And then on the other side of the U were the other three bedrooms. So I was the only one around in that proximity to the TV. So when the TV turned on in the middle of the night, I was the only one that got up to do anything about it. And I was originally thinking it was one of my roommates that was just being an asshole in the middle of the night, turning on the TV incredibly loud. So I come out of my room. My door is literally like 2 feet maybe from the TV, expecting to see one of my roommates sitting on the couch, and there's nobody there. It's just the TV on and no one there. So I tried to turn off the TV with the remote, and then I tried to turn it off with the button on the TV, and it wasn't working. And it's like really loud. And so I'm like, oh my God, I have to make this stop. Like I'm freaking out. So then I trace the cord to the correct outlet, and I unplug it, and it turns off. And I go back and go to sleep. Well, that kept happening like two nights of the week, probably, for the whole time I lived there. And on several occasions, actually, I would go out in the middle of the night to turn off the TV when it turned on, and I would unplug the TV, and it would not turn off. It would stay on for about 10 or 15 seconds. And the first time that happened, I was standing there with the cord for the TV in one hand and just like looking at the TV still on with my eyes, and just like I couldn't reconcile it. It like broke my mind. But about after 10 or 15 seconds, it would go off, and I just dropped the cord and ran back into my bedroom. Occasionally also, I would see, I would go to sleep at night, and I would wake up. I always closed my door at night. And in the morning, I would wake up, and my door would be open. And I thought, like, you know, oh, well, like, air pressure, whatever, it's fine. But then on a few occasions, I actually saw it open with my own eyes. And I saw the handle turn. It wasn't a knob, it was a handle. I saw it turn on the inside of the door before it opened. And that freaks me out well and good, but I tried to ignore it and just pretend like nothing was happening. Once this one thing happened, I was home alone. All my roommates were already at class or at work. And I was there by myself. And I had a late class that started at, I think, noon, if I remember correctly. But it was late. It wasn't first thing in the morning. And I'd been sitting in my room, you know, doing some work. My door was closed. And packed up, got ready to go to class, and then went to open the door, and it wouldn't open. But it wasn't like turning a doorknob or a door handle and it being locked. When you do that, you turn it to a certain point and then it just stops. This was like I turned it and there was resistance. Like it was, I could push it further, which was weird. And I'm like trying the door, kind of freaking out. None of my roommates are at home. They're all in class. They're not answering their phones. And I was on the second floor, so I was like eyeballing the ground outside my window. I was like, can I reach it without harming myself? Can I do it? And then I remembered a toolbox that my mom had given me. And I got the appropriate screwdriver out of this toolbox and ended up actually taking the doorknob off of my door to get myself out. And so I was like shoving my screwdriver through the door hole, you know, the doorknob hole. And I managed to like dislodge that side of it. Then I was able to open the door. And of course, reported this to my landlord. And he sent his handyman out to, you know, install a new doorknob. And I was actually very familiar with this handyman because we had a lot of problems in our apartment. But I asked him to look at the previous doorknob and see if there was anything wrong with it. And he looked at it and actually said that, A, it was not locked, and B, there was actually absolutely nothing wrong with it. And so he actually said, actually, I can just put this same one back on your door. Like, it's fine. I was like, no, no, don't put that back on my door. So he installed a different doorknob. And it didn't happen again, but I wasn't in the apartment for that much longer afterwards. I would like to hear your opinions about the story, and thanks so much. Okay, bye.
The idea of sitting there with the cord in her hand looking at the TV and it's not working, that was what stood out to me the most.
Quite a bit.
That would be so creepy.
I always, because of doing investigating myself, I'm always leery about stories about electronics, especially TVs, only because there's, it, depending on the age, there's so many things that could make a TV change channels and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. People driving by, garage door openers can do it. Other devices that use some sort of infrared communication can do that. So that always, you know, but the fact that she unplugged it and it was on for 10 to 15 seconds, I could see maybe 5 seconds, but for that length of time, that's a lot.
And that was an old school kind of TV, yeah. I'm going to guess.
Remember, they would do that though. They would, you know, they would hold on. 15 seconds is a long while. But
yeah, because remember, yeah. Well, even when I was young, Carol, you will remember this. You turn on a TV and you'd have to wait for the actual picture to come on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like it would have to warm up.
And when you turn it off, it would go down to a little dot.
Yeah.
But back in my day. Yeah.
My day.
I know.
I remember.
And there was the distinct sound. You knew a TV was on in a house.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Even if you weren't in the same room and the volume was down, there was a pitch, a frequency to it.
Still that way, though, a little bit?
No, I don't think so.
Because I've got a flat screen TV in my living room, and when it's on, I can hear it in my bedroom.
Maybe there's something wrong with the TV.
It's possible because it freezes and does its own weird shit all the time. Maybe it's haunted. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. I've never had a flat screen that I could audibly hear. I mean, seriously, like there might be something wrong with it if you're able to hear it. I don't know. The old ones had that pitch to it. I don't get that anymore. Well, here's a new product. This is exciting. Apple has, as innovative as they are, they've brought us, great things such as the iPhone, the iPhone and the iPhone. they've attempted the Apple TV now many times. And this, I think, is an exciting revamp and maybe a bigger window into connecting with other places than ever before, like we do now with our phones. This is the Apple TV Beyond.
The Apple TV you've been waiting for. Introducing Apple Beyond. The first product that lets you watch the other side. All of the other side. On demand. No filters, no restrictions, no interdimensional limits. In hell, you can go as dark as you want. Watch any soul's personal eternal punishment in real time. From any angle. In any resolution. With full surround sound of every scream, every tear of flesh, every endless realization that it will never stop. Zoom into the exact second a historical figure understands the pain is permanent. Rewind it. Loop it. Switch to the demon's point of view while they work. Create custom playlists sorted by intensity, creativity, or how long the victim stays conscious. The darkest content available anywhere. And it never ends. Or go the other way. In heaven, you can experience purity taken to its absolute extreme. Stream pure, unfiltered, eternal light. Turn the brightness up until it begins to cook the eyes of the living while the voice calmly describes how beautiful it is. Watch souls being continuously perfected. Every impure thought gently erased. Every memory rewritten. Until nothing original remains, only light. Listen to the continuous praise that is played without interruption for millennia. The sound itself begins to erase who you are. See the exact moment a soul is fully absorbed into the divine and ceases to exist as an individual, in perfect clarity. In 8K, no more interdimensional restrictions. Apple Beyond. What you watch next is eternal.
It's a bit disappointed there with the graphical presentation of what we got out of that one. But
So I would not be buying that.
I would not be buying it either. Yeah. No, I was
ready for funny and I got creepy.
I'd be okay with creepy. I just think Apple lost it when they put that ad together. They could have put a little bit more energy into it. I would love to watch people I know suffering in hell. I would subscribe to that.
I think that commercial needs a revamp, personally. I'm going to take a look into that because I was expecting far more. the thing is, AI made like a whole website for it.
Oh, my God.
It's like, oh, my God. I didn't even tell it to do that. It just did. so, yeah. It's, yeah. That's interesting. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. If you'd like to share your real ghost stories with us, let's go to another phone call and hear a ghost story.
I have two little short stories. The one happened, my dad was in the living room watching TV. I was about 17 years old, and I was going upstairs to my bedroom, and the stairwell to the upstairs is removed kind of from the rest of the house. It's off to the side in the kitchen somewhere. It used to be a pantry, and the upstairs was just an attic before. I'm going up the stairs, and as clear as a bell in my left ear, there's a loud whisper of my name. Like when someone's trying to get your attention and you're not really paying attention, they go, Bella, really loud in my ear. And it's an unusual name, so it's not like I'm mistaken for something else. Scared the crap out of me. I did whatever I was running upstairs to do and flew back down the stairs and went, sat in the living room by my dad. And he's looking at me like I'm a nut. He's, what's wrong with you? But nothing. I didn't want to tell him I'm hearing voices. But nothing else happened other than it creeped me out. The second story was a little more creepy. I was laying in my bed upstairs by myself. I was home by myself. My dad used to work nights. And I had laid down in bed. I was reading for a few minutes, and then I got tired and was going to go to sleep. And I turned off the lamp and turned over with my back toward the door, just getting ready to just fall asleep. I hadn't fallen asleep yet. And I suddenly had the urge to turn around and look at the doorway. Why I would do that, I don't know, because I was home by myself. But I turned and looked at the doorway. So I was laying on my back now looking at the doorway. And up in the corner of the doorway, by a bookcase that runs right next to the door, there was this black sphere, definitely like seemed three-dimensional, and it was black, and it looked like it was kind of a bigish, viscous, shiny liquid, kind of like, it doesn't sound real good, but it's the only way I can figure out how to describe it, would be like a ball full of oil with gold glitter floating around in it. And I'm just staring at this ball because I was like paralyzed at the time. And I'm staring at it for a few seconds. And then it started to descend and come toward me. So it's coming toward me at an angle. And at first I couldn't move. And then when it got right about even with my feet and my knees, I kicked at it and threw the blanket over my head and turned my back on it. And at that point, I just started praying to God to help me, to protect me. And I didn't look up again until I felt that it was safe. And, of course, turned on the light and looked, and nothing was anywhere. And I never had an incident with it again, but it was very creepy. And being black, it didn't give me a good feeling. So, well, that's my two stories for today, and I'll be calling you with more later. Okay, thank you.
Ooh.
Is that paranormal or is that an alien? Like, what is that? A black sphere thing with gold in it? It doesn't really sound like some paranormal thing.
It sounds creepy either way you look at it.
I'm going to go with Michael Jackson.
How so? Explain that one to me.
Well, it has a gold spear, and black vest like I like to wear. And I sing my songs from the other side.
Michael Jackson from the other side.
The other people in your house are going to be like, Michael Jackson's here.
Woo! Yeah, yeah. Do, do, yeah. Woo! Boom! Sugar, sugar.
There you go.
Woo!
There's more. It just keeps going.
I like that. There you go.
Yes, Carol, I have that on my hard drive too.
I was wondering where it was coming from. Press the button.
There's Michael.
Tony had it. But I should have known, Todd.
There you go.
My hotkeys there, Carol. Gotta have the hotkeys.
You guys have so many things like at your literally at your fingertips.
I just make those sounds myself.
You were pretty good on the phone.
Actually, your Michael Jackson was quite good. Because it transitioned really well into Michael Jackson.
Into the real Michael Jackson? Yeah.
I did watch the documentary about the whole trial thing on Netflix recently. That was creepy. That was really creepy.
Mm. Oh, yeah. 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 I just watched the movie, the Michael movie.
Yeah.
Eh.
That's kind of what I haven't seen it because that's kind of what I heard from most people.
Remember when the VH1 made that miniseries in the 90s and they ran like every weekend from like 1990 to 2000 something?
Yeah.
Like Jackson's The American Dream or something. That was better.
Really?
I don't know. I mean, it was a nice, somewhat sugar-coated version of the Wikipedia entry of Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
That, and it's, it gets cut off like a quarter of the way into the story.
Yeah.
And I know that they supposedly filmed a lot more of this, and then they couldn't use half of it because of the settlement agreement with one of the allegers or whatever you want to call them, back in the day. So, I don't know. I feel like I wonder if they really had to stretch the footage they had to make it work. And, you know, where like you would have ended up cutting half of that because you need to fill in another hour of material. And, you know, a lot of the stuff that would have been cut never got cut, and it just stayed to extend it. I mean, it didn't hurt the film. It right. just made it not that exciting. It was kind of... For what that life was, that movie was not, I guess, so to speak. I don't know.
And this is from a Michael Jackson fan. Like, you're a fan of Michael Jackson.
At least
his music and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the acting I thought was fine. I mean, I didn't really have a problem with it. I just thought it was a very uneventful movie. It felt like it was more made for TV or made for Netflix or something than it did a
feature
film, honestly. I don't know. That's my take on it. And I don't know, is Joe Jackson like having some sort of redemption moment or something in history? Like, what the fuck is going on with that?
I don't know why.
Of all people. I mean, because I mean, again, even he's like putting kind of this light of like, well, and you know, and honest to God, if Joe Jackson wasn't Joe Jackson, we wouldn't have the Jackson 5. I'm in no way saying that's great the way he treated his children. But I think, you know, it's like we also wouldn't have the pyramids if we didn't have, you know, people that didn't give a shit about other human beings.
Right.
Or half of the great, magnificent structural things that we've had, or insanely disciplined people if abuse hadn't occurred.
Right.
I mean, it just is what it is. It's not a good thing, but it's... but I don't know. It's almost kind of like, I feel like that too gets a little more whitewashed. Or, you know, I guess you can also say, did Michael paint it far worse than it actually was when he was around? I don't know the answer to that. I wasn't there because you had a lot of that family that still stayed fairly close to Joe up until the end. And whatever that be, why, I don't know.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It was an interesting movie. One that I would wait to pay the $10 for to rent. right now. It'll be on demand on somewhere soon. You can wait. You can wait. It's not a must-see TV situation. All right, that's going to wrap up this episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want access to the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, all that stuff, check us out on Patreon, Apple Podcasts, our premium channel there, and YouTube. If you're not there already, check us out. You can now watch the program there. You can tell us your ghost stories in the comments section. We'd love for you to do that. And we'll continue our conversations there. Until next time, for Todd and Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Third Love makes bras that actually fit, so they know this. If your bra feels uncomfortable, the problem isn't your body, it's your bra. Third Love designs for comfort first. Soft fabrics, support that doesn't dig, pinch, or slip. Bras that feel good and look good under everything you wear. Shop Third Love and explore over 60 sizes, including AA through H, and half cup sizes you won't find anywhere else. Get $15 off your first purchase at thirdlove.com with code PODCAST15.
Normally in these ads, you expect somebody to ask you to buy something, but this is something different. I'm Julian Barnes, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm a national security reporter, and that means I'm reporting on military operations. These are fast-paced, quickly moving situations. What exactly is happening on the ground is often shrouded in mystery. But we turn to trusted sources, satellite imagery, and expertise built up over years in order to ferret out the facts that wouldn't otherwise come to light. I'm here to ask you to seek out a news source that does firsthand fact-based reporting. If it's your local paper, great. If it's the Times, thank you. Because where you go for your information matters.